your Locked On Panthers, your daily podcast on the Florida Panthers. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome to the Friday, April 9th edition of Locked On Panthers, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, where it's your team every day. This is the daily podcast where we talk about all things Florida Panthers. I'm Armando Velez from PantherParkway.com, and you can follow me on Twitter at MondoMan12. You can follow the show account at LO_FLAPanthers. You can also follow the national show, Locked On NHL, anywhere you get your podcast, and their Twitter page at Locked On NHL Pods. And don't forget to check out the new Crosscheck NHL show on the Locked On Podcast Network with Andrew Berkshire and Mary Clark. And today's episode is brought to you by Locker Room. Download the Locker Room app from the iOS App Store and find one of our Locked On rooms. Locker Room, changing the way we talk sports. So trade season is here. Deadline is slowly approaching, with it being on Monday, April 12th. So a few trades have happened for the Florida Panthers, where there was two trades with the Chicago Blackhawks 6 days apart from each other. One of them coming on Friday, April 2nd, and the other one coming yesterday, April 8th. And with the Locked On Podcast Network having a host that covers every team, this is a great opportunity to talk to Jack Bushman of Locked On Blackhawks. Though this time around in this crossover, it's not a series recap of anything. This is a trade deadline special when it comes to a crossover. And if there are more trades with any other team, even outside of the Central Division, I know we've been very limited on the crossovers we can do based on the schedule with the NHL. So if there are any trades outside of the division, I'll do my absolute best to have a crossover with the host of that show so we can get a perspective on their side and from the Panthers' side as well, so you guys can learn more about their team. Because truth is, I don't watch every single game of every other team. I watch mostly the Florida Panthers, and I watch itty bits of pieces of other teams. This year specifically, it's been more of the Central Division teams if I'm not watching the Panthers. So I might not be watching a specific player from outside of the division as much as in a normal season. So it'll be a great opportunity to catch up with those hosts about what's going on with those players. And now here's my conversation with the host of the Locked On Chicago Blackhawks podcast, Jack Bushman.
All right, Blackhawks fans, in the last week, we have seen the Chicago Blackhawks make two trades, and they've both been with the Florida Panthers. So now I thought it would be a good time to bring in the host of Locked On Panthers, Armando Velez. Armando, how you doing, my man?
I could be doing a little better at the moment, because as of this recording, we're less than an hour from the Marlins being screwed over on a bad call from Michael Conforto leaning in on the plate. But hey, this is a hockey podcast, so I'll stick with the hockey. So other than that, I'm doing well. Two trades in a six-day span for these two teams. The first trade, funny enough, was I got a phone notification as I was visiting South Florida for the game last Saturday against the Columbus Blue Jackets. And I was actually in the area of Sunrise, Florida, the day before that game at Sawgrass Mills Mall. It happened to be in the neighborhood, and I get that notification that Vinny Hinostroza was traded back to Chicago. So
yeah, I was actually, I think I was on hole 7 or 8. I look at my phone to see what time it is, and I had a push notification saying that the Blackhawks reacquired Vinny Hinostroza. And I was like, wow, that happened. But getting into that deal a little bit, the Blackhawks sent AHL forward Brad Morrison over to Florida. The Hawks, as I said, they get Vinny Hinostroza back. In 9 games with Florida, Vinny failed to record a point. Just never looked like or never seemed like a good fit for him. What were your thoughts on Vinny's time with the Panthers this year, Armando?
In the little bit of action I saw, he was re-entered into the lineup last week when Barkov went out during warmups, and I liked what I saw from then. And then I said, okay, Vinny Hinostroza deserves another game at least to be on that fourth line. But nothing really came out of that. And really during his time here, like you said, 9 games, failed to record a point. And it's funny, I saw that in his very first game back with Chicago, he gets an assist. So
primary
assist too. So, and I see that Brad Morrison, in his time, has 56 games in the AHL and 21 games in the ECHL. Fourth round pick, center from who was originally drafted by the New York Rangers. So, trying to create more center depth for the farm, along with clearing some cap space. And lo and behold, this was looked like a move that was setting up another move.
Right. Freed up a little bit of cap space for the Panthers. Vinny Hinostroza is on a 1-year, $1 million contract. And for the Blackhawks, I think that's kind of the situation they've really found themselves in at the deadline. They have a lot of cap space. A lot of teams don't right now in the COVID world. So to free up $1 million for the Panthers to set up other moves, they trade Vinny Hinostroza. I'm not going to lie, you didn't really get much in return in Brad Morrison, but out of a guy like Hinostroza, no points in 9 games with Florida, it didn't look like it was fitting well. That's kind of the return you would get in this world. But for Vinny, I think the big thing I touched on my show about is, as you said, he picked up a primary assist in his first game with the Blackhawks. He had none with Florida. For Vinny, I talked about it on my show. He's not a fourth line player. He doesn't have size. He is tenacious and he's speedy, but I just think playing with grinders doesn't do him all that good. It's not a good spot for him. So in order for him to have success with the Blackhawks, before he made his debut, I said he's probably got to get up more in the lineup. He can't be playing with David Kampf and Ryan Carpenter on the fourth line and you're still expecting him to produce. And in his second stint debut, he played with Dominik Kubalik and Filip Kurashev on the second line, immediately jumped in a top 6 role. And what do you know? Vinny looked fabulous in that entire game. He only had about 10 minutes of ice time, but he had 3 hits. He had that primary assist, 2 shots on goal. He just looked engaged and looked like he was just working very hard out there and was happy that someone was giving him a chance and immediately a top 6 chance, showing that we believe in him. So for the Blackhawks, I thought this was kind of just a why not deal. Bring a guy back to his hometown where he's comfortable and hope that it'll go well. And as I said, Brad Morrison, he was going to spend the whole year in the A for us anyways. So I like this trade for the Blackhawks. And the second deal that these two teams made earlier this afternoon, there was a little bit of buzz going. Pierre LeBrun posted on Twitter that he was hearing some word. And about 30 minutes after that, Armando, we get the official deal. The Blackhawks send forward Lucas Walmark and defenseman Lucas Carlson to the Florida Panthers in exchange for forwards Henrik Borgstrom, Brett Connolly, defenseman Riley Stillman, and a 7th round pick. What were your first thoughts when you saw that deal break earlier this afternoon?
Surprised, but I was excited for the clearing of cap space that happened with that deal, with Brett Connolly having a 3.5 annual average value in his salary and not being a UFA until 2023. And he was just so in and out of the lineup, creating stints on the third, sometimes fourth. When Anthony Duclair was out for 1 game, he was inserted in on the first line. But that was more of a – that was where Coach Q at the time didn't want to mess what was going on with the middle 6. So when Duclair was out at that time, he put Brett Connolly in. So with – this deal with Riley Stillman, he was juggled between AHL, taxi squad, to the roster. Henrik Borgstrom right now is actually overseas in Liga, where he is with HIFK, whose teammates right now with the first round pick for the Florida Panthers, Anton Lundell. So he's performing there.
Bet Online is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your sports action. Football might be over, but NBA, college basketball, college hockey, and the NHL are in full swing. Bet Online covers awards, TV shows, and reality TV. Real-time updated odds and props on almost anything you can imagine. BetOnline has you covered for all the news, scores, and odds. It's the best way to place your bets, and it's free to sign up. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. Use the promo code LOCKEDON. Watch our live trade deadline show Monday, April 12th at noon Eastern on Locked On Live on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, Twitch, and the Odyssey app. It's the only place to get in-the-moment reaction and analysis to the biggest NHL deadline moves from local experts covering their teams. Follow at Locked On Live today to watch the Locked On NHL Live Trade Deadline Show. And now back to my conversation with the host of the Locked On Chicago Blackhawks podcast, Jack Buschman.
Borgstrom, in 58 games in the NHL level, has only 19 points. Mm-hmm. So it's been a little bit of a disappointment for the former 23rd overall pick in the 2016 draft. So it just kind of seems that this is what Henrik Borgstrom needs, a new start somewhere else. And funny enough, I tweeted this right before we started recording. Lukas Karlsson and Riley Stillman in the 2016 NHL entry draft are 4 picks apart.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's kind of the wash of this deal right now. Lukas Wallmark, Riley Stillman, at least from a Blackhawks fan's perspective, I don't know all that much about Stillman. No, a former fourth round pick, kind of jumped around between the A and the NHL. He's got some size to him. Lukas Karlsson, he's a third pairing defenseman. He could still be good. He's young. Just the Blackhawks have a plethora of young defensemen. So I understood that move completely. I think Karlsson and Stillman, I think that'll kind of be the wash of this deal. For the Blackhawks, I said a few moments ago, they're just in this position where they could take on bad contracts and get a little bit of a sweetener for it. And we really didn't lose all that much. Karlsson falling out of favor. We have a bunch of other defensemen ahead of him right now. And then Lukas Wallmark, he was never going to play for us again. We have just been giving young guys the opportunity. It seemed like Wallmark all season long just really wasn't Colleton's guy. And we basically have another one of him in David Kampf already. So for the Blackhawks, I didn't think they gave up too much here for their team. I do think that Karlsson and Wallmark can help other teams. But for the Blackhawks, they're not losing much there. And what I'm excited for is to see what's going to happen with Henrik Borgstrom. I mean, I know he hasn't panned out the way that Florida wanted him to. Obviously, a first-round pick in 2016 was a really good college hockey player at the University of Denver. He was teammates with Blackhawks defenseman Ian Mitchell there. I'm excited for the kid. He's big. He can play center. He's got some offense to him. He's having a good season over in Liga right now. He won't be coming over this season. Blackhawks already touched on that in their presser today. They're going to leave him in Finland for the remainder of the year and then expect to sign him next year. So I really like this deal for the Blackhawks because, A, the thing that people are saying is Brent Connolly's contract, right? Obviously, he's after this year. He's got 2 more years at 3.5. But the Blackhawks, one, they're going to expose him in the expansion draft. That's going to happen for sure. And two, I checked out the first thing I did when we got Brett Connolly today is I checked out his buyout clause, and it's a team friendly deal for the Blackhawks. It would save them a little bit of money if they want to go that route as well. So even though, yes, they took on $3.5 million over the next 2 years, I think Brett Connolly may just be a rental. And to get a young former first round pick like Borgstrom, Riley Stillman, he's a defenseman with some size who we don't have a lot of, and a 7th round pick. I mean, why not? You know, just throw those puppies in there for fun. But for the Blackhawks, I'm honestly really excited and really happy with these two trades that I saw with the Florida Panthers, Armando.
Yeah, and like I say, with just like the NFL, with the NHL, any 4th to 7th round picks, those are like throwing darts on a dartboard. And
yeah,
the Florida Panthers have a 7th round pick that they got already from Winnipeg, so they still have one to burn, and they still have a pick in each of the seven rounds still. So it was something that they could kind of afford to lose. And I think this is just setting up for something bigger for a team that's clearly contending. And I keep hearing and I keep seeing tweets about Taylor Hall to Florida, Taylor Hall to Florida. And I'm not crazy about Taylor Hall coming over here.
I mean, you guys have had plenty of success without a guy like that so far this season, atop the division right now. Taylor Hall just, I don't know if, he's just in such a weird spot. I know he wants to get out of Buffalo, but I don't know if that's the piece you guys need to add.
Yeah, and there's been so many talk about Taylor Hall about like attitude or work ethic, and there's a reason why this guy has been on four teams ever since he got drafted number one overall by Edmonton. So it's a little bit of a crazy spot, which is the reason why I'm not crazy about. And a few of the Florida Panther fans that I've chatted with, they say that they would give up a first. I'm not sure if I'm willing to go that route for a player who's on an expiring contract. So,
torched Arizona like that last year. So, yeah, definitely. I mean, first couple deals of what should be an exciting next couple days. The Blackhawks could be making moves. The Panthers are expecting to be making moves, especially now that they freed up around $4 million with their deal with the Hawks the last couple of days. One last thing I wanted to ask, Armando, the Florida Panthers are, they've now acquired Lucas Walmart for the second consecutive trade deadline. What do you think his role is going to be for Florida going forward? And I got to say, man, I'm happy for Lucas Walmart to be out of Chicago, because not for that he was bad or anything, but I felt genuinely so bad for the dude because he'd never play, he'd be on the taxi squad all the time, practicing for weeks on end. Is he going to get some playing time down in Florida?
I think if he does, he's going to be like a middle six center. So there's either he could be placed on the second line in place of Alex Wennberg, or he could be on that third line where it has been a little bit shuffled as of late, with still trying to figure out what lines they want to roll out with, you know, still adjusting to Ekblad's injury. Now Riley Stillman's out of the picture. So now the lineup as of right now, we could see Coach Q going back to regular forward lines and your regular six defensemen, and because the last few games he's been going 11F7D.
I saw that.
So maybe that will solidify more of the lineup and the balance, so there's not centers going on multiple lines, because we've seen Barkov a little bit go on multiple lines. We've seen Nolichari as well. So that could bring a little bit more balance. They could spread the ice time a little bit more. So that's, I think, what Lucas Walmart could bring.
For sure. Well, Armando, thank you for taking the time to join me today. I appreciate it to talk over these trades. And who knows? I mean, with how things go between these two teams, we could be talking another deal before we hit the deadline in a few.
You never know. So we'll just have to see.
All right. Thank you again, Armando. I appreciate it, man.
Thank you.
Built Bar is a protein bar that tastes like a candy bar. The improved Built Bar is even deliciouser, with six new flavors of caramel brownie, cookies and cream, cherry barcia, lemon almond cheesecake, carrot cake, and apple almond crisp. Bars are covered with 100% chocolate, soft and easy to chew. Built Bars are healthy. Built Bar is great for the health conscious guy. Lose or maintain weight while indulging in a delicious treat. Bars are low calorie, low sugar, high protein, high fiber, and great for the keto diet. And today's flavor profile is peanut butter with 19 grams of protein, 180 calories, 5 grams of sugar, and 5 grams of net carbs. Built Bar has reset the promo code for this relaunch with a free cooler with the purchase while supplies last. Go to builtbar.com and use the promo code LOCKED15 and you'll get 15% off of your next order when you use the promo code LOCKED15 at builtbar.com. Be a waiver wire winner with daily fantasy hockey advice from Locked On Fantasy Hockey.
Fantasy hockey expert Scott Collin gives you the tips, insight, and analysis for season-long, Dynasty, and DFS leagues. Follow the Locked On Fantasy Hockey Podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get podcasts. Welcome back to the Locked On Florida Panthers Podcast on this Friday, April 9th, 2021, where the Florida Panthers got swept in their two-game series against the Carolina Hurricanes. And for the record, guys, the conversation between Jack Bushman and I was recorded prior to Thursday night's game against the Carolina Hurricanes, where we didn't know the result at the time, where the Florida Panthers ended up being swept by Carolina. And of course, if you guys listen to the Thursday post-game reaction video, I had Nick Fairbanks on the show to talk the Florida Panthers, the Vincent Trocheck dominating against the Florida Panthers. He got 2 points last night, and the Carolina Hurricanes have 8 power play goals against the Florida Panthers this season in 6 games. So if you want to go check that out, it is the episode prior to this one. And with the trade deadline looming, and we have something planned for the weekend and Monday as we approach the trade deadline. And don't be surprised if the Florida Panthers end up making yet another trade with the Columbus Blue Jackets, as TSN insider Pierre LeBrun talked about how David Savard could be a trade possibility for the Florida Panthers. And I'm just coming to terms that the teams that the Panthers have great relationships with when it comes to trades are the Chicago Blackhawks, where Coach Q has plenty of time there and is still familiar with the franchise, and Bill Zito with Columbus. So the moves make sense as to why the Panthers have been doing business with the Chicago Blackhawks and Bill Zito doing business with Columbus. I mean, you got Alex Wenberg in a deal. You got Marcus Nuttavaara in a deal here. So those are just a few to name. But if the Panthers happen to make another trade with Columbus, don't be surprised if we have a visit from Jay Forster from Locked On Blue Jackets once again on this podcast to talk about that trade. So going to do my absolute best to bring you the host of each show if there's a trade between the Florida Panthers and another team. So despite being swept, there's a lot of still optimism, at least from me, where the Florida Panthers are still going to make the playoffs. They still are leading in every season series, with the exception of Tampa being tied in points against every other team in the Central. And the Florida Panthers have a great opportunity to continue to build on that with now a 2-game series against the Dallas Stars this weekend, starting on Saturday at 2 p.m. And then Tuesday night, they'll be having a 2-day break between games, and the trade deadline will be in between those. So we could also see moves from the Florida Panthers on that Sunday, as if they get that extra day to get that player in and get them in the lineup immediately. So Sunday could also be that day where the Florida Panthers make that move, because they have that extra day off and that player will not skip a beat and will just be right then and there when game 2 in Dallas comes around. So if you like what you're hearing of the podcast, make sure to subscribe and give it 5 stars. Make sure to follow the Twitter page at @LO_FLA Panthers. Make sure to follow the national show Locked On NHL, and to also follow the Crosscheck NHL show with Andrew Berkshire and Mary Clark. So I'm Armando Velez, signing off, and you've been listening to Locked On Florida Panthers podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Where's your team? Every day.